Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And Laura, I'm feeling happier today
because
than I was yesterday at the same time. Because in our story, Nobody's Girl, things are sort of looking up. Things are sort of getting better for our heroine, Perrine, who's also known as Orly. She, at the end of the first day, her mother was dying, her donkey had been sold, she had no one in life to take care of her. But at the end of day two, she made a friend,
Rosalie?
She'd found her grandfather, she'd gotten a job.
She has a place to stay.
She has a place to stay, that's right, and her kind mom. The only thing is the grandfather, she still hasn't told him that she is her granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, she's changed her name at the factory he owns so that he doesn't guess who she is.
Mm.
So we still haven't fixed that thing, that relationship. So maybe
hopefully
that's what we'll be doing
today. Hopefully things will work out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Okay.
Nobody's Girl.
Aurelie works hard in the factory. Mr. Volfran has business in England, but few of his workers speak English. Luckily, Aurelie's mother taught her English.
I can help you,
she tells Mr. Volfran. Mr. Volfran is nearly blind and very grumpy. He is mean to Aurelie at first. However, Aurelie is kind to him, and she and Mr. Volfran become closer. Mr. Volfran tries to find out about Aurelie's background and learns the truth.
I know I'm your grandfather, Perrine,
he tells her at last.
Will you forgive me for treating your mother so badly?
I forgive you,
Perrine says, and her grandfather hugs her tightly.
Blind, blind. Louis became blind after he hurt his eyes. Louis became blind after he hurt his eyes. Forgive, forgive. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. Marie is a kind girl. She forgave her little brother for losing her favorite book. Marie is a kind girl. She forgave her little brother for losing her favorite book. Treat, treat. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working there. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working there. Hug, 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 hugged, hugged. Macy hugged her brother because he was sad. Macy hugged her brother because he was sad.
认识字汇.
Grumpy. Background. Tightly.
All right, so, yes, remember, Orly had just gotten a job in her grandfather, Mr. Volfran's factory, and that's where the action picks up. It says, Orly works hard in the factory. Mr. Volfran has business in England. Ah, but few of his workers speak English.
Ah.
I see. Interesting. So, she's doing her job well. That's good. The business, the factory that Mr. Volfran owns, they actually do a lot of business with England, right? They might make things in France and then sell them in England. But since they're French, this kind of is a problem because few of the workers speak English. Most of them speak French, of course.
Oui, oui. Okay.
Yes,
so, Early 他是在工厂里面努力的工作，那这个法兰先生因为他在英国有生意，可是呢他的员工很少有人会说英文哦。这里我们提到的 few， 大家常跟 a few 搞混，其实 few 就是少到几乎没有的意思，而 few 其实是一些的意思哦， some， OK， 所以要怎么样不要搞混呢？其实你有没有发现比较少的那个，就比较短的那个，就是 few， 就是当然比较少的意思啦，这样记住可能会比较清楚。比方如果我考你 He has a few friends， 是什么呢？是很少吗？其实它是指他有一些朋友，因为 He has few friends 才是指他几乎没有朋友。那想要知道或是记得更多有关 few 跟 a few 的差别， Let's take a look at our magic box。
大家好，我就是蚂蚁的代言人蚁人。不说你不相信，今天呢，我缩小了要去花园里玩耍的时候，哎，竟然差点被蜻蜓给绑架了。Thankfully, a few of my ants came and rescued me. 幸好有一些蚂蚁来拯救了我，不然呢，我就要被吃掉了。哎，你说你不认识 few 这个单字 ，OK？不晓得是一只两只还是五只十只蚂蚁来救我，没有关系，马上呢帮你解说咯。当我们呢说 few 这个形容词呢，它的意思是少的。例如呢，我以前呢是个小偷，又生性孤僻， I have few friends， 我有很少的朋友。注意到呢，当我们说 few 的时候呢，是指很少很少，少到几乎没有了。 OK， 所以呢我只有一个两个朋友， I have few friends， OK。或是呢像我女儿去上学了，她跟我说呢他们班上很少有人听过蚁人这个英雄。Few of her classmates know me， 他们班上有没有几个人知道我。 Few of her classmates know me， 我要哭了。但是呢我们先把眼泪忍住，因为呢我们用一个小小的字母就可以扭转一切。那个小小的字母呢就是我们 ABC 的 A， OK。 当我们在 few 前面呢加上 a few， OK， a few 呢就不再是指很少的少，而是表示一些了。例如呢刚刚的句子，如果呢我把它改成 a few of her classmates know me， OK， 有一些他们班上的同学知道我，哈哈，这个就厉害了，从刚刚的一个两个变成可能他们班上有十个人认识我了， OK， 总算的有点安慰了。所以呢 few 跟 a few 我们呢要记得分清楚咯。有注意到刚刚我们 few 跟 a few 后面是加上什么样的名词吗？例如呢 classmates 或是 friends， 我们在 few 跟 a few 后面呢都是接上可数名词。那如果是不可数名词呢，像我要说呢，我很穷，我只有一点点钱，少到几乎没有， I have little money， I have little money， 搭配不可数名词呢我们就要使用 little，OK， 跟刚的 few a few 一样哦，差一个 a 意思也不同哦。只有 little 呢，刚刚讲过是很少，少到几乎没有哦，我穷到口袋里只剩下零钱而已。那如果我们说 a little 呢 ，I have a little money， 我有一些钱，嗯，听起来呢就没有这么可怜啦。所以呢 ，few a few， little a little， 很少，但是是多少？你也发现，你也记起来了吗？
Okay, so there she is in the factory. This factory that does a lot of business with England, but few of the workers there speak English. But Aurélie, remember, well, Perrine, her mother was half Indian, half English. So it's no surprise for us when we read, luckily, Aurélie's mother taught her English.
Yay!
She's got special skills. I can help you, she tells Mr. Wolfram.I speak some English. I can help out.
That's a good excuse.
She should, you know, get a better job, make a little bit more money. This is good. This is why you should learn English, because you never know when you're in France and you find your grandfather who owns a factory who doesn't know you, and he'll need someone to speak, so learn English.
See, guys?
There you go. That's the only reason you need.
好好学英文。因为我们来看 Orly， 他说星宇的呢，他的妈妈教过他英文，所以他这时候就跟他这个法兰先生说，欸，我可以帮忙你哦。 Wow, and is Mr. Wolfram happy?
Well, Mr. Wolfram, no, is not super happy, and he's got other problems too, it seems. Remember, this is a grandfather,
right?
So he's probably quite an old man.
Uh-huh.
And we read Mr. Wolfram is nearly blind and very grumpy.
Oh.
I think I'd be very grumpy if I was nearly blind, you know, at least for a while.
Yeah,
maybe this is something that's happened to him later in life. He's losing his sight. His eyes are old and weak and they don't work so well. So he's grumpy. He's unhappy because of that.
Right. I thought you were going to say you would be grumpy when you get old.
Oh, no. I would be grumpy if I was an old Frenchman.
Okay, 所以法兰先生他几乎是失明的，而且他脾气非常坏哦，因为 grumpy 就是很暴躁，很爱生气的。Wow, blind. How do you spell that?
Yeah, blind is an adjective. It's a word, power word, and it's spelled B-L-I-N-D. B-L-I-N-D, blind. Blind is the adjective we use to describe people whose eyes don't work.Really, they really don't work. Now, if you wear glasses and, you know, if you take them off, you can't really see the TV or something like that. You're not blind, you just have problems with your eyes. If you're blind, basically they don't work. People become blind for lots of different reasons. You might be born that way. You might get sick. You might get an injury to your eyes or something like that. And also, like Mr. Wolfram,As you get older, people sometimes lose the ability to see. But if you can't see, you are blind. For example, Lewis became blind after he hurt his eyes. Lewis became blind after he hurt his eyes.
Blind 这个形容词就是瞎的意思。所以 a blind person 就是指盲人啦。OK, 或者呢有的时候可能是因为年纪很大的时候才变成瞎子。比方像是 she went blind or she became unable to see at age 67. OK, 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是 Lewis, 他的眼睛受伤之后就失明了耶。How unfortunate. Did you know that my brother is colorblind?
Oh, really?
对呀、啊、色盲的英文就是 colorblind. So he can't really tell the difference between maybe like red and orange.
Oh,
or when、
okay.
a lot of colors are put together, he gets really confused.
Right, yeah. If you're colorblind, it's just、right. certain colors that you can't see.That's not usually a big problem.
But he can't drive.
I've heard that's a problem. Sometimes people can't see red or green. And of course, if they're driving, that could be dangerous. But for most colorblind people, they can see, just not colors in the same normal way as other folks.
Okay.
And because he was blind, he was grumpy. Yeah, if you're grumpy, you're in a bad mood. Doesn't mean you're angry. You're not like kicking things and smashing things and screaming. You're just in a bad mood. You know, it might have been Monday morning and you got a busy week and you didn't sleep a lot, you're just rocking, don't talk to me right now, I'm grumpy. I'm in a bad
mood. Sounds like Scrooge just now. Okay, grumpy 就是脾气就是坏的，通常好像那种就是在卡通里面看到一些老人都会这样子，它是一个形容词。So, let's find out more about this grandfather.
Well, grumpy grandfather is not probably nice to anyone,
okay.
So it's not too surprising when it says he is mean to Orly at first. Here's this new girl. He doesn't know who she is. She's just some worker. So he's mean to her. He's unkind to her. He's not nice to her.
Okay, so at first, 我们这里看到是起初或是当初。所以起初他对 Orly 很坏哦。So, did he become better?
Well, because it said at first, this gives us the idea that things changed as time went by. And that's kind of what happens. It says, however, Orly is kind to him. And she and Mr. Wolfram become closer. So this is probably over days, weeks, months. He's grumpy and she's just like, oh, Mr. Wolfram, don't be such a sourpuss. And she's happy and cheerful and kind.
Aww.
And eventually he, you know, he warms up to her. His crusty exterior, you know, fades away. And they become much more friendly to each other.
That's great to know. Okay, so 然而呢 Orly 对他很好。所以呢 他就跟这个法兰先生变得更亲近啦。这里我们看到的 close 在本课时当的形容词就有着亲密的或是密切的关系哦。像是呢，我姐姐跟我 my sister and I have always been very close，我们俩感情很好呢。OK， 那 close 还有接近的这样的意思，像是Don't get too close to the fire. 不要太靠近火哦。OK， 那 close 其实还可以当作动词，表示关上、合上，像是 close the door or close the book. But not close the AC or the lights.
No.
You turn them off.
That's right. If it's a machine, you turn it off. It's a door, a window, or something like that.Then you would close it.
Yeah.
All right, so Mr. Wolfram is starting to warm up to this new girl in his factory, this young girl in his life. And then he wants to know a bit more about her. Like, where did she come from? She's so sweet and kind. Who is she? So it says Mr. Wolfram tries to find out about Aurelie's background and learns the truth. Oh, so I guess he asks around town. Maybe he hears about this girl that she's friends with. And, you know, how did you meet her? Where is she from? Does she have a mother and father? He wants to know this stuff. And eventually he learns the truth, I guess.
Yay.
He discovers that she...is his granddaughter.
okay.
That's the truth, right?
Wow, that was fast. Okay, so 法兰先生这个试着找出有关 Aurelie 的出生背景，这里我们是用 background 来表示出生背景，然后并察觉了真相。Okay, 这里我们看到的 learn 是指得知。Okay, 他们就发现了。For example, we were shocked to learn of her grandpa's death, or to find out about his death.OK, 所以我们当我们听到他的爷爷过世的时候也非常的惊讶。不过大家应该比较熟悉的 learn 是当作学习的意思，像是 we all have the ability to learn from our mistakes.
We
do? OK, I think so.
Yeah, we do.
We can try to,
we
OK?
Try.
就从错误当中学习是很重要。And of course, you can learn many things. You can learn a language like English or Francais, French. Or you can learn cooking, 可以学烹饪 or even learn how to ride a bike. I don't know how to ride a bike, so I think I'll learn that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know how to swim?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I think that's if you have to learn one, swimming will help you live longer.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
You never have to ride a bike away from danger.
I can walk or take the bus.
You might have to swim away from a shark.
That's true.
All right.
Okay, so he learned the truth.
He does. He learns the truth. And then he finally goes to this young girl, this Aurelie, who works in his factory. He says, I know I'm your grandfather, Perrine. He tells her at last, using her real name. So he's discovered it. He knows it all. The beans have been spilled.
Okay, 所以最后他告诉他说 Perrine, 我知道我是你的爷爷啊。Okay, at last, 就是最终、最后终于这样子的意思。I am your father.
That's right.
It's like from Star Wars.
I am your father. And then, of course, he's also realizing if this is my granddaughter, she's the daughter of that girl, that woman who married my son who I was not kind to. So he probably feels really bad right now, and he should.
Yeah.
Will you forgive me for treating your mother so badly?
Wow.
Maybe he's down on his knees and he's crying and he's like, I'm a terrible old man. Will you forgive me for treating your mother so badly?
Okay,
please.
最后好像蛮
make an old man happy in his dying days.
I think Perrine's gonna say yes. 他说你会原谅我
Have mercy on
us. 对你的妈妈很坏吗 Okay, I think she's gonna forgive him.
It's sometimes difficult, but we should forgive people around us, the people we love. Everyone makes mistakes.
Forgive and forget.
That's right. Everyone makes mistakes. We're all human. But if someone you love, someone who cares about you, does something wrong, as long as it's not like purely evil, they just made a mistake or acted without thinking, then it's nice to forgive them. It's a verb, F-O-R, for give, G-I-V-E. One word, F-O-R, G-I-V-E. Yes, as I mentioned, if someone hurts you in some kind of way, they do something mean to you or they make a mistake that hurts your feelings or something like that. If you love that person, if you want to be super kind and nice and try to bring peace to the world, it's good to try to forgive those people, to stop being angry about what they did. You don't blame them anymore. You don't make them feel bad or make them pay you in some way. You just say, it's okay, I still love you, let's just forget about it and move on. You can forgive that person. For example, Marie is a kind girl. She forgave her little brother for losing her favorite book. Marie is a kind girl. She forgave her little brother for losing her favorite book.
Forgive 就是原谅、宽恕的意思哦。它的动词三态的变化就是 forgive, forgave, forgiven, OK? 所以呢，通常我们会怎么样？我们会原谅某人，我们就是可以用 forgive someone. For example, I forgive you, 就是我原谅你。You could also forgive something, okay?、Mm-hmm. 比方像是 please forgive his rudeness,、请原谅他的无理或是白目。And you forgive someone for something or for doing something. For example, she lied and I can't forgive her for that.
Really? You're still angry?
I know. 说谎我觉得我不能原谅。
Maybe some time needs to go by.
Maybe. Okay. 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是 Marie, 她是个仁慈的女孩她原谅弟弟弄丢她的喜爱的书哦她最喜爱的书。
Okay, so the grandfather wanted, Perrine to forgive him for treating her and her mother so badly. Treat here is a verb, T-R-E-A-T, treat.To treat someone or something in a certain way is to act towards that person or to behave towards that person in a certain way. If you really like someone, you'll treat them very nicely. Ask them over to your house, buy them a cup of coffee, get them a present on their birthday, that kind of thing. If someone treats you badly, if they're rude to you or lie about you or make fun of you, then you probably won't like that person. You'll say, why are you treating me so mean? Why are you treating me so badly? I didn't hurt you. So it's kind of the way we act towards other people. If we're in a good mood, we'll probably treat everyone really well and smile and, you know, make everyone happy. But if you're grumpy, you might treat people badly and then, you know, that's not really nice, but it is human. So how you treat a person is how you act or behave towards them, depending on how you feel about them. For example, Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working there.Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working there.
Treat 其实就是对待的意思，它是个动词哦。Actually, my parents still treat me like a child.
Really? They feed you?
No.
That would be weird.
对啊，就是但是其实父母亲永远都觉得自己的小孩永远是长不大的。And try to treat everyone as an equal, 就是每个人就是希望大家都可以平等的对待哦。OK, 好啦，回到刚刚的例句就是 Lucy 的老板对她很不好耶，所以她就不在那边工作咯。So will Perrine forgive the poor old blind and grumpy?Grandpa.
I don't think he's quite so grumpy anymore,、right. but she could still be angry with him,、mm-hmm. right? He was kind of a big jerk for a long time. But Perrine, I think we've learned, she's just a kind and sweet girl. So、
true.
She says, I forgive you. I forgive you, Perrine says. And her grandfather hugs her tightly.
Oh,
that's、
Happy、
a nice ending. It's always nice when a story、
right.
ends with a hug. Because everyone loves getting a hug. H-U-G, hug. It's a verb, and it's a word power word, too. All right, to hug someone is to take your arms and put your arms around that person and hold them close to you.Because you like them, you love them, you care about them, you miss them, you're happy to see them. Maybe you're really happy about something, you know? So people hug for all different reasons. You might hug your friends when you see them or hug them before they go away on a long trip. If you've seen people playing sports, sometimes when someone scores a goal, they'll hug the other players because they're so happy. People hug when they're happy, when they're in a good mood, and when they want to show someone that they like them an awful lot. For example, Macy hugged her brother because he was sad. Macy hugged her brother because he was sad.
Aww, so Perrine, 他就说 I forgive you, 我原谅你，然后 他们两个就紧紧抱在一起 ，OK。Hug 在这里呢，指的就是拥抱，它是一个动词。For example， 刚刚我们提到的是 Macy， 他因为他的弟弟很难过，所以就拥抱他哦。那我们这里看到的是，哇，他跟他的爷爷他们是紧紧的抱在一起，所以 tightly 这个副词就是紧紧的。Well, that's the end of the story. It's a happy ending.
Yay!
So we can happily go to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so let's play fill in the blanks.
Okay, let's fill in some blanks. You know, when someone hurts you, it's really great if you can blank them.
Oh, forgive them.
It is. It's nice if you can forgive them, even if they blanked you badly.
Even they treat you badly.
That's right. And if you do forgive them, why not go ahead and give them a blank?
Oh, a hug.
Yeah, because love, like many other things, love is blank.
Love is blind.
That's right. Even if it's someone close to you, even if they hurt you, you still love them.
Is that the phrase
was? Well, no, not really.
Okay.
You still love them, so don't worry about those things. Do forgive people. Do treat them well. Do give them hugs. And do help people who are blind as well.
I know. That's really important. Sometimes when I see a blind person walking on the street, I'll help them.
That's a very nice idea. Tap them on the shoulder.
That's right.
Say, I'd like to help you, or do you need some help? And the other thing is, if you see one of those blind people with a dog, don't touch the dog.
Yeah, don't play with the dog.
That's right. Blind people are working with the dogs. Mm-hmm. It's not a pet.
Right.
But yes, you're right.
So
on the MRT, sometimes you see blind people, and they do need help. Because, of course, you would like to treat them the way you would like them to treat you. That's the way we should be kind to each other. Little hug.
Okay, well, that comes to the end of today's teaching. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Au revoir. A bientôt.
A bientôt.
Nobody's girl.
Aura Lee works hard in the factory. Mr. Wolfram has business in England, but few of his workers speak English. Luckily, Aura Lee's mother taught her English.
I can help you,
she tells Mr. Wolfram. Mr. Wolfram is nearly blind and very grumpy. He is mean to Aura Lee at first. However,Aura Lee is kind to him, and she and Mr. Wolfram become closer. Mr. Wolfram tries to find out about Aura Lee's background and learns the truth.
I know I'm your grandfather, Perrine, he tells her at last. Will you forgive me for treating your mother so badly?
I forgive you,
Perrine says.And her grandfather hugs her tightly.
Word power!
Blind, blind. Lewis became blind after he hurt his eyes.Lewis became blind after he hurt his eyes. Forgive, forgive. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. Marie is a kind girl. She forgave her little brother for losing her favorite book. Marie is a kind girl. She forgave her little brotherfor losing her favorite book. Treat, treat. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working there. Lucy's boss didn't treat her well, so she stopped working there. Hug, hug. Hug, hugged.Hugged. Macy hugged her brother because he was sad. Macy hugged her brother because he was sad.
认识词汇
Grumpy Background Tightly